Thousands of people get sick every year from E. coli bacteria in their food. The beef industry has gone to great lengths to limit illnesses in meat. But as Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports, there's one way to keep people from getting sick that the industry has been slow to adopt.
It's burger night at our house, so I'm headed out to put a few patties on the grill. I'm going to make sure these are well cooked because ground beef has a track record of causing some serious outbreaks of food illness, like E. coli 0157H7. The problem is when cows carry E. coli bacteria in their gut, it's totally harmless, but if 0157 gets on your meat and then you undercook it, you could easily end up in the hospital. Meat companies have been trying to clean up their E. coli problem. Infections are down 30% from the late 90s. Still, most E. coli outbreaks are from beef, and I've got two little kids, so better safe than sorry. But what if you didn't have to worry so much? What if there was an E. coli vaccine that could reduce your risk of getting sick? Actually, there is, but it's not for people. It's a vaccine for cows.
Steer. 29, Brad.
A load of calves just arrived at a University of Nebraska-Lincoln research feedlot. Like any cattle coming to a new home, they're being checked over by research technician Kurt Bittner.
If it's a heifer, we tag it in the left ear. In a steer, we tag it in the right ear. And then we vaccinate them like we are today for respiratory disease.
But are they getting an E. coli vaccine?
No, we are not getting an E. coli vaccine.
I'm not aware of anybody who's currently giving the vaccine. My guess, it would be close to zero.
That's feedlot researcher Galen Erickson. There are actually two vaccines. One sold in the U.S. by Zoetis has been around about 5 years. Erickson helped study a Canadian vaccine from a company called BioNiche. Both reduced the amount of E. coli passed through cattle manure.
For sure, the vaccine that we worked with, that was BioNiche's vaccine, is very effective with a 60% reduction. That's certainly conclusive that it works.
But neither vaccine has had many takers. Erickson says feedlots want to cut E. coli, and they would use a vaccine if they could afford it. E. coli vaccines cost between $8 and $15 a cow. Doesn't sound like a lot, but Ted Schroeder, an agricultural economist at Kansas State, says over time that could swallow up their profit.
Anytime you add even what look like small cost per head, it very quickly takes a sizable chunk out of their profitability.
Feeders won't pay for a vaccine unless they make more money for cattle that carry less E. coli. So far, the big packers won't pay that premium. They already sterilize cattle hides to kill any bacteria. They test meat before it leaves the plant. And Schroeder says adding a vaccine on top of that isn't worth it, unless there are proven cost savings down the line, like fewer meat recalls.
The challenge is, I don't know that anyone knows right now how much of a probability reduction you can get in those recall events and or their size and or their magnitude by just vaccinating. But it's on all their radar screens.
It's not just a concern for meat packers, though. E. coli from cattle can also cross-contaminate fruits and vegetables grown near pastures and feedlots.
E. coli has become, you know, in a sense, a ubiquitous pathogen.
That's Seattle food safety attorney Bill Marler. He's sued some of the country's biggest food makers and retailers. Marler gives food companies credit for fewer E. coli illnesses. But when it comes to the vaccine, he says they're dragging their feet.
I don't think we're going to see vaccines happening, you know, unless there's some kind of outbreak crisis or litigation crisis that sort of drives the decision making.
Marler plans to add some legal pressure. He has a case right now against Whole Foods and a grass-fed beef ranch in Missouri. Hamburger from the ranch sickened several people and killed an 8-year-old boy in Massachusetts.
One of the questions that we're going to be asking in this lawsuit is, did you ever consider, you know, vaccinating your cows with this vaccine?
Maybe they couldn't afford it. But depending on how the lawsuit turns out, companies from grocery stores on down to feedlots may start to think about whether they can afford not to. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.